Yes, indeed. We're going to go to politics now because in a confusing media conference at Parliament yesterday, the Prime Minister and Corrections Minister repeatedly provided incorrect information about their planned prison spend-up. Now, the announcement promised a $1.9 billion investment in corrections over the next 4 years. Now, the near 40-minute...
..at the middle of next year, and then there'll be an additional 220 beds...
It's 810 bed extension.
Well, we're adding the 810 additional beds...
Yes, it's all operating.
So none of it's for actually building the buildings?
So the capital funding is inside the $1.9 billion.
Our political editor, Joe Moyer, joins us now in Wellington. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning, Karen.
What went wrong here?
Well, it's pretty simple, really, when you've got a minister who has been a minister before and you've got a government that has plenty of people in it who have done this before as well. You go to a press conference and you have the numbers. You have a piece of paper in front of you that has the basic stuff on it. Now, that just didn't happen yesterday. It didn't happen for Mark Mitchell. He wasn't prepared, and it didn't happen for the Prime Minister. And the Prime Minister can't expect that the minister's going to be perfect every time. So the Prime Minister needs to be across this stuff as well. Now, neither of them knew what was going on yesterday. It's possible that this announcement was perhaps a little bit rushed, given everything that we're seeing at the moment in terms of law and order, and they're wanting to get something out there. But even if that's the case, given that journalists then had the press secretary from Mark Mitchell's office after that 40-minute press conference come out with what was very simple numbers, it wasn't complicated, and was able to explain them, they should have been able to do that in the moment. And the fact that they couldn't, when it was a law and order topic and it was numbers, that's problematic for the government, because that's their bread and butter stuff. That's what they sell themselves on being good at.
Yeah, one of the points I saw one journalist make, I think, overnight was that there wasn't a detail sheet with this. So often with these sort of announcements, journalists are trying to get their heads around this, and the journalists were asking questions, a lot of questions about the numbers to work it out. There wasn't a sheet or an information sheet that came out as well?
No, and so there was embargoed information that came out about a half an hour before that press conference, and it was very lacking in detail, to the point that the RNZ office actually had to call Mark Mitchell's office several times before that press conference took place, just to try and understand what was in this press release. And then, of course, you go to the press conference and expect a lot of that to be explained. Well, it's safe to say that there was a hell of a lot more to be confused about than there was that was actually explained to anybody in that press conference yesterday. Interestingly, that announcement was actually part of the coalition agreement between ACT and National. Now, David Seymour would have been watching that with his head in his hands going, what on earth is happening right now? RNZ spoke to David Seymour afterwards last night, and he said, quote unquote, it was a bad day at work for Mark Mitchell. I haven't seen the press conference, but I understand there were a lot of numbers and a lot of details. Well, he'd be very glad he didn't watch it, because it was an absolute train wreck.
Yeah, and just to be clear, the main issue here was that they actually sort of double-guessed themselves and undersold the amount of extra beds that they were promising, because initially it's that extra 800, and then they'd got confused to think that it was only... 200 or 600, but it was actually 800.
Well, in politics, quite often things get oversold. It was quite a remarkable thing to see it get undersold and then come back to where it was at the beginning, because the fact of the matter is that it is an extension of 810 beds. That is what we were told. That was what we went into the press conference thinking. And then it all started getting backpedaled, and all of a sudden, oh no, the 600 that were announced in 2018 by Labor are actually part of that. So all of a sudden the 810 became 210, which, you know, that is a massive, massive undersell when the 810 figure was the right one in the first place.
All right, they will look to move on, no doubt, today. Just a very quick note that there's another announcement coming on education, is it today?
Yeah, so there's a few education announcements rolling out this week. Associate Education Minister David Seymour is going to be rolling those out. So today, you'll remember, Corin, there's going to be a move now away from reporting attendance data at the end of each term to weekly. Of course, we're in a new school term now this week, and that move to weekly reporting kicks in today, so we'll see some announcements around that later today. Tomorrow, free lunches in schools, obviously a hot talking point this year. RNZ broke last week, of course, that is going to be time-limited funding. It's not going to be fully funded, so we'll get the details around that interim funding tomorrow, and we'll also get an indication of what the review will look like, because, of course, David Seymour has signalled that he wants to have a look at that and better target it in the future.
Thank you very much, Joe Moyer there.